What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Welcome to Hollywood and Levine.
As always, thank you so much for being here. I am Ken Levine, your podcast host. Okay, I'm going to experiment again this week. Now, part of the fun for me of doing this podcast is being able to just try shit out. So that's what I'm going to do this week. Until I run out of topics, I am just going to riff on stuff. Now, I do this from time to time on my blog, and the inspiration for this, I should say, comes from a sports writer who used to be in L.A. named Alan Malamud. He used to do this for the L.A. Times and the L.A. Herald Examiner before that, and then later it was picked up and copied by Larry King, and so I just want to mention that I am stealing from Alan Malamud and not Larry King. Just want to get that out, you know, up front. I do have some integrity. Anyway, I'm just going to do this until I run out of things, and then I'll think of something else. We'll see. Also, I'm going to do a contest this week. How many podcasts do you know of that actually have contests? Well, the grand prize is really something. Are you ready? A Cheers script written by me and David Isaacs and signed by both of us. Yes, pick yourself up off the floor. Details on how to win are coming up later on in this podcast. Yeah, do you get the sense that I come from a radio background? So anyway, that's what I'm going to be doing this week. I have a bunch of scraps of paper in front of me. Let's just see how this goes.
Hollywood and Levine.
First of all, thank you all so much for all of the lovely notes, the best wishes, and condolences following the passing of my dad, Cliff. One quick story about him, and this will kind of give you an idea of the kind of guy that he was. A couple of years ago, he was in a hospital. He was about to have a very serious heart procedure, and as they were wheeling him into surgery, a nurse, who was just kind of making conversation, asked him what he did. And he said he was a pornography director looking for new talent. Okay, that was my dad. People wonder where I get my sense of humor. That's where. All right, now here's something I want to talk about. A lot of podcast apps have this feature where you can listen at 1.5 speed. Now, I'll be honest, I have never loved my voice. I know who does. But at 1.5 speed, I almost really sound like a chipmunk. Do you listen at an accelerated rate to this podcast or to any podcast? Now, I can certainly see the argument for it. Time is limited and you can kind of blast through more podcasts. And some of these programs, of course, have two co-hosts and they'll spend 10 minutes just talking about what they did on the weekend. And you're just going like, oh, who gives a shit about this stuff? So it gives you a chance to fly through that. And also, you know, some of these interviews with people are really boring. People stammer and all like that. And some of these programs, from what I understand, don't just speed up the dialogue, but they kind of suck up the dead spots. And very few people edit their podcasts. So sometimes, you know, you do have to sit through all of this stuff. Now, I try to make my podcasts nice and zippy, even without having to speed things up. I mean, I try to cut out the dead spots, and I actually do edit a little bit so that the podcast will not sound really halting. Anyway, I am curious as to whether or not you listen to regular speed or speed it up. Again, you can always email me at HollywoodLevine@Outlook.com. Did you catch any of the ball games a couple of weekends ago when all of the MLB teams wore these ridiculous day-glow Little League-type uniforms? How utterly classless. I mean, it really turns Major League Baseball into a fat man's picnic. And as someone who broadcasts Major League Baseball and has loved the game and the tradition and the class of the sport, personally, I was just horrified. Now, the Yankees played at Yankee Stadium that weekend. They played against the Mariners. And I was saying to some friends who I still associate with, who work with the Mariners, I was saying, you know, if I was a fan and I bought tickets to go to Yankee Stadium for the first time in my life, I would feel like I was really ripped off if the Yankees, instead of coming out in those majestic pinstripe uniforms, came out in these clown suits the way they did. I would have really been pissed. So, do you think this is going to continue? Oh, another thing they did is instead of having the players' names on the back of the uniforms, they had their nicknames. Ha ha. It's really whimsical and fun, isn't it? Oh, Christ. Anyway, is this going to continue? Yes, it will, because those stupid day glow jerseys were just flying off the shelf. So I expect they're going to do it again next year and maybe every year. I watched the new multi-camera comedy Disjointed. Okay, now I'm just kind of screwing with anybody who is listening to this thing at 1.5 speed. Yeah, Disjointed is that new Chuck Lorre show that debuted on Netflix. And here's my review of it, because people are asking me what I thought. Ready? It's Superior Donuts with grass. And they can swear. That's it. That is pretty much the whole show. Same premise, different locations, but the exact same show. No, on CBS, you can't do this joke. So, about your mother. What the fuck? Okay, and that got a huge laugh from the audience. But otherwise, if you like Superior Donuts, you will like this. Lots of jokes, lots of audience laughter. And you may wonder if the laughter has been sweetened. Well, there are a couple of runs where the Asian character is speaking in Chinese on the phone and is subtitled, and somehow the audience is roaring. So your guess is as good as mine as to whether or not they actually sweetened the laughter. Meanwhile, I noticed that Fox has bought two new multi-camera pilots for their upcoming development season. Could multi-camera be making a comeback? Well, One Day at a Time is doing really well at Netflix, and of course Big Bang Theory is still the number one comedy. Now, on my blog, I posted a run a couple of weeks ago from an episode of Cheers that my partner David Isaacs and I wrote the very first season, called Any Friend of Diane's. And in the episode, Julia Duffy arrives as Diane's friend from college, and she's very distraught. Like Diane, she's a real pseudo-intellectual. And she reads a Russian poem that usually cheers her up. Now, if you know anything about Russian poetry, you know that it's usually really dreary, really grim. So we wrote a Russian poem, and this is what it sounded like.
I used to find enormous comfort translating Russian poetry.
I know,
but no more. Even when I went back over my favorite, Kurashnikov's Another Christmas of Agony, it failed to soothe me. Misha the dog lies dead in the bog. The children cry over the carcass. The mist chokes my heart, covers the mourners. At least this year we eat.
Well, if that didn't pick you up, I'm in virtual loss.
Okay, now the point is, we did this in front of a studio audience. Multi-camera shows have become just these joke machines. But there's no reason why they can't strive for something a little bit higher, something a little bit smarter. Now, I can't imagine a multi-camera show today, even on Netflix, taking a minute and doing a highbrow bit like this one. But maybe if somebody did, multi-cameras wouldn't seem like second-class sitcoms anymore. Hey, I'm looking forward to Alexander Payne's new movie called Downsizing. It stars Matt Damon, Christoph Waltz, and, get ready for this, Udo Kier and Hong Chau. Now, it is an adult comedy, at least that's what it is billed as, and the premise is that you have a group of people who get miniaturized, and I guess then they can live in little mansions and things like that. I don't know, it's a kind of comedy sci-fi thing and a statement about overpopulation. The 30-second trailer to the trailer, though, looks pretty interesting, which is a new phenomenon. I mean, it used to be they would come out with a trailer. Well, now they come out with this, like, 30-second preview to the trailer. And they tell you when the trailer is coming out. September 12th is when the trailer for Downsizing should arrive. But I always like Alexander Payne's movies. It's a comedy, and yeah, you know, it's people in miniature, but it is not a sequel to Ant-Man. Hollywood always loves its trade papers. I mean, we love gossip here in Tinseltown. And the new go-to entertainment trade is a website, Deadline Hollywood. Now, it used to be Variety and Hollywood Reporter, and they're still in existence, but they're kind of non-factors now. But Deadline Hollywood is the entertainment trade go-to. And I'm always amazed by how myopic Hollywood is, how everything in the world is reduced to how it affects Hollywood. Okay, during the horrendous Houston floods, this was an actual Deadline Hollywood headline. Ready? Houston's AMC and Regal theaters still closed due to Hurricane Harvey. Unbelievable. Meanwhile, I am planning on reviewing the Emmys. How's that for a segue? I'm planning on reviewing the Emmys, which will be Sunday night, September 17th. Now, I did that with the Oscars, and of course, they're always snarky and bitchy, but details next week on how this is going to work. Hopefully, I will be up and running the day after the Emmys, so you'll be able to hear my bitchy, snarky Emmy review. Now, if you're a composer, I imagine that it must be maddening to hear a bad cover of one of your songs. Take, for example, Send in the Clowns, written by Stephen Sondheim. This is a very wistful song, originally sung by a middle-aged woman reflecting on her regrets in life. It's very heartbreaking. Now listen to this version by Mel Torme.
Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, you in midair. Send in the clowns. Send in the clowns. Isn't it bliss? Don't you approve? One who keeps tearing around, one who can't move. Where are the clowns? Where are the clowns? Send in the clowns. Again with my usual flair, sure of my line, no one is there. Don't you love farce? My fault, I fear. I thought that you'd want what I want. Sorry, my dear, where are the clowns? Send in the clowns. Don't bother, they're here.
Enough of that. Oh, Jesus Christ. How can you not listen to the lyrics and not know that this is not how you interpret this song? It's unbelievable. Mel Torme, Send in the Clowns. And I can now see why people listen to podcasts at double speed. The new TV season is about to start. Are you excited? Huh? Are you? Hello? Hello? Okay, me neither. And here's how excited Los Angeles is over having not just one NFL team after 20 years of having none. Now they have two. We got the Rams last year, and this year we get the Chargers. And recently, the two teams, Rams and the Chargers, played a preseason game in the L.A. Coliseum, and they only drew 30,000 fans. Stadium seats, 90,000. And you say, well, okay, tickets are expensive. You know, NFL games, yeah, well, okay. Tickets were $6. That's right. Yeah, it's preseason game, and a few of the Rams starters missed the game, but still, $6 for a seat, and they only got 30,000 to see a National Football League game? By comparison, in the spring when USC has their spring football scrimmage, they get 50,000 people. Nobody in L.A. really gives a shit about the NFL, especially the Chargers. Now, when it was announced that the Chargers were moving up here from San Diego, they had a big rally at the Inglewood Forum where the Lakers used to play. And when I say a big rally, you know, it was just a handful of people. It just looked like the Trump inauguration. And they were all wearing Charger jerseys. And you saw, like, shots of this on the local news. But clearly, all of these people had been given the jerseys because you could still see the price tags on them. Yeah, that was their big rally. Okay, that's all I got. Oh, wait, one more thing. Getting back to cover versions of songs. And as a playwright, you know, I'm kind of experiencing this myself. Because as opposed to television, where, you know, you write an episode of Frasier and you know that David Hyde Pierce is going to be playing Niles and you know that Perry Gilpin is going to be playing Roz, well, when you write a one-act play or a full-length play and you send it out there, who knows who's going to be doing it and who knows who's going to be directing it. And sometimes you get lightning in a bottle. When I went to Philadelphia to see a production of my play A or B in Hatboro, it was fantastic. It was great. But then I've seen my work in some other places and it hasn't been as good. And then I think again about songwriters who write these songs, and then they hear cover versions, and they have no say in it. I at least have say. I mean, I give these people permission to make my plays. And if you're a songwriter, like if you're Paul Simon, and the chairman of the board, Frank Sinatra, decides to do one of your songs, to honor you by singing one of your tunes, you really have no say. In fact, even if you hate it, you have no say. Here is the chairman of the board. Here is Mr. Sinatra, the guy who is known for his brilliant interpretation of songs. Here is Frank singing Mrs. Robinson.
And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. till he loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Oh, bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. About you for our files. We'd like to help you learn to help yourself. Look around you, all you see are sympathetic eyes. Stroll around the grounds until you feel at home. The PTA, Mrs. Robinson, won't okay the way you do your thing. Ding, ding, ding. And you'll get yours, Mrs. Robinson, fooling with that young stuff like you do. Boo, hoo, hoo. Woo, woo, woo. Say, hey, hey, hey. Well, have you heard, Mrs. Robinson? Mine is fine as wine, and I should know. Ho, ho, ho. Oh, bless you, please, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven holds a place for those who pray.
Hollywood and Levine continues right after this. I've been telling you about Wink.com, you know, the online wine club. You get bottles of extraordinary wine that is tailored to your taste, and it's delivered right to your door. Well, recently, I decided to give it the ultimate test. We had a real snob over for dinner, and I had just received a bottle of wine from Wink.com, and so that's what I served him. And you know what? It was playfully articulate enough for this wine connoisseur. So if this guy thought it was great, and this guy took down the information and wanted to join himself, I knew we were in the clear. It really is a great opportunity. They tailor the wine, like I said, to your palate. Satisfaction guaranteed. Most bottles of wine are only $13, which is a huge bargain. And like I said, there's the convenience factor. It's delivered right to your door. Now, I would like you to try Wink.com, so I have an introductory offer for you. All you have to do is go online and go to Wink, and again, that is W-I-N-C, wink.com/Hollywood, and get $22 off of your first order. And if you order four bottles or more, they'll toss in the shipping as well. Again, $22 off your first shipment, satisfaction guaranteed. All you got to do is go to wink.com/Hollywood. Hollywood. And you know what? The bottle was really playfully articulate.
Hollywood and Levine.
I promised you a contest, and here it is. Again, the grand prize is a Cheers script autographed by me and David Isaacs. I haven't played this in a long time, but this is a montage of the various shows that David and I worked on. Our thanks to Howard Hoffman for putting it together. What I'm going to do for you now is play it again. And what I want you to do is list all of the shows in order, okay? And then send your guess to Hollywood Levine at Outlook.com. That's Hollywood Levine at Outlook.com. You can submit up to 5 entries. And if more than one person gets it right, I will have a drawing and pick the winner. The winner will be announced on the Emmy Review podcast. And the deadline of turning in your entries is Wednesday, September 13th at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. So here we go. I'm going to play this. You can listen to it and listen back a couple of times. This is a list of the shows that I worked on with David Isaacs. What are they and in what order? Give a listen. Okay, there it is. I bet you listen to that at regular speed. Once again, what are the shows and in what order? Send your entry to Hollywood Levine at Outlook.com. Again, that's Hollywood Levine at Outlook.com. 5 entries, deadline 11:59 p.m. on September 13th. That is Eastern Daylight Time. I will announce the winner on the Emmy Review podcast. Good luck. And that will do it for this experimental edition of Hollywood and Levine. Thanks so much to Adam and Susie Meister-Butler, to Howard Hoffman, also to John Wolford and Randy Thomas. You can follow me at Twitter, at Ken Levine. I'm also on Instagram, Hollywood and Levine. And for whatever reason, if you want to reach me, HollywoodLevine at Outlook.com. Back again next week. Good luck on the contest. Again, it is an autographed copy of Cheers. You're going to want to have it. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye. Hollywood and Levine.
Save on Cox Internet when you add Cox Mobile and get fiber-powered internet at home and unbeatable 5G reliability on the go. So whether you're playing a game at home,
yes, cool,
or attending one live,
no!
You can do more without spending more. Learn how to save at cox.com/internet. Cox Internet is connected to the premises via coaxial cable. Cox Mobile runs on the network with unbeatable 5G reliability as measured by Ookla LLC in the U.S. 2H 2023. Results may vary, not an endorsement. Other restrictions apply.